Hello, I'm David Cruz. Welcome back to the 50th anniversary celebration of the LULAC National Education Service Centers, LNESC, across the United States and Puerto Rico. In today's segment two of this series, we take you out to Albuquerque, New Mexico. You bet. We're going to go there because this was the scene of a memorable event. I want you to hear it live as it unfolded that day. Join us. Be part of an exciting moment of LNESC history. The people who are devoted to helping Latino kids over generations reach higher learning and succeed in that endeavor. Listen in. We're here at a very culturally significant location in the city of Albuquerque, and we're having a great time just seeing people arrive. There are students, there are of course program directors, teachers sprinkled here and there. Now I want to introduce to you a guy that is running the program in Kansas City, the heart of America. Mike, good to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And it's a pleasure to be here with you.
Mike, what is it like for you to be involved in LNESC?
When I took the position, I didn't realize it would become my dream job, but it has become my dream job. I just absolutely love seeing these kids flourish and become successful, not only professionally, but personally.
One of the things that I see in you and all the directors is their unwavering patience and also confidence in their students. What does that do for them when they feel that from you?
It's amazing because I would never have thought that showing some support and showing some true care for a student would elevate them to such amazing levels. I mean, really, I've seen some of these kids that were involved in gangs become doctors, lawyers, community advocates. It's simply amazing.
You know, one of the things that always impresses me is how these students go through a metamorphosis. You know, from a caterpillar to a butterfly, and then they're gone. Is there ever the bittersweet moment when you say goodbye to someone you've helped mentor for several years?
There is. However, the ones that I've become extremely close to keep in touch with me. And they've invited me to their baby showers, invited me to their weddings. Even some of them told me that they call me Tio. Some of them call me their Tio, and some even their like a stepfather. So it's very humbling, and it's very it puts me in a position where I just feel like my family has grown immensely, because a lot of these kids feel like I'm part of their family and invite me to family events.
Friends, we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of this wonderful organization that truly is unique in our country, not simply because it touches lives, but because it transforms men and women who begin as youthful scholars and they continue on their journey. They succeed in education, then they become, of course, moms and dads. And even if they're not married, they still become very successful in their own right. How do you measure success in a student's life?
I measure it based on them being successful and happy human beings. Those are the two biggest metrics that I measure them up. And I tell them that on pretty much a daily basis. Are you doing what you need to do to get where you want to be happy? Whether it's being an artist, whether it's being a teacher, a doctor, a lawyer, a small business owner, as long as they are happy and successful, then I feel like I've done my job.
You didn't say it, but I'm sure you were thinking, what about being productive? How would you define being productive as a successful graduate of the program?
Everyone has their own idea of what productivity is and being productive.
Or maybe purpose.
Yes, yes. I would probably say what's most drives them the most is giving them purpose in life. And so I stress to them to find what drives them and what makes them happy and then pursue that and become the best at that, because if they become the best, then they will be known and the money will follow. That's my...
Mike is from Kansas City, but you could be anywhere in this country. The directors of this program, common features, traits, what are some of the things you guys share?
I think the number one trait that all of the directors have is a passion. The passion to help these kids achieve their dreams and their personal and professional goals. When I talk to my peers, and even one of the ones that's been here the longest, Roseanne Blanco, has been with us almost 50 years since the beginning of the programming, and I can sense when I talk to her, she has the same exact passion that I have, the same exact passion that Dr. Phil Valdez has, the same passion that John Moya. I could name all of our directors, and we all have a similar passion, which is to help young people.
Can you think back to what it must have been like at the beginning of this organization and how it's changed and evolved to where we are today? What do you think are some of the things that have changed?
I think that the demographics have changed. While some of our cities still have predominantly large Latino populations, I know in Kansas City we've seen a shift. So there is a shift to more African-American and more Asian students, which has seen a result in a decline in the number of Latinos that we're serving. However, we're still well known in the Latino community, and our center and our success stories are featured probably at least once every 2 months in local Hispanic media outlets.
But when you look at the students, and I don't like to begin sentences with but on that occasion I will, there's no difference between the students of generations, right?
That's correct. Yeah, and I see a lot of these young people are extremely intelligent. They're very motivated. And all, like I shared before, you get a couple people behind them to support them and encourage them, and their achievements are boundless.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're doing this live broadcast, as you can tell, from the LULAC National Education Service Center's 50th celebration. The anniversary of half a century. Man, even saying that says we're witnessing something here. Mike, I know I'll not see the next 50th, but what an amazing moment as you look upon this room. Describe the scene, and I know that we've got this Mike situation going on, but turn around for me and describe for the listeners really what it is that we're beholding here.
We're seeing really the current and future leaders of America right here. These are some of the best students. They always say, your kids are so different from the typical high school students. And that's all of these Upward Bound program students and these TRIO program students. They are the cream of the crop. They're the ones that want to achieve greatness, and they're not afraid of it either.
I love that they're not afraid of it. Interesting you say it that way. Is that something that you see in young people, that maybe they won't say it, but they don't think they can achieve something because maybe no one's ever told them you can?
I think you hit the nail on the head. I think there's a lot of young people that they don't know what they can achieve. They don't know about different careers because they've never been exposed, and they haven't had that many successes in their lives. And honestly, a lot of their families struggle financially, which qualifies them for being in this program. They need to have some sort of financial hardship or a definite need. When you provide support, like I shared before, their achievements are just limitless.
One of the things that you and I have seen today here, and I know I am, is the diversity in the group that is here, both the students who are participants, the staff. I see many dignitaries who are arriving from all backgrounds and walks of life in the celebration. LNESC has embraced all communities.
Absolutely. We're a totally inclusive organization. And I have shared that with some of my school districts I work with. To be a little bit more specific, in Kansas City, we have about 13 school districts. And I work pretty closely with about 7 of them. And they love the inclusivity that we have with our students, because we do not simply serve Latino students. We serve anyone, everyone, irregardless of ethnic, racial, financial background.
Well, Mike, I really want to thank you for taking time to speak with me. I want you to enjoy the moment as well. You've been so kind to be here with me. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue. This is the 50th anniversary celebration of LNESC, a half century of uplifting and helping students succeed in higher education. Stay with us.
The 50th anniversary podcast series of LNESC is brought to you by Cheetos, helping students achieve their cheesy dreams. Tyson Foods, making great food, making a difference. ExxonMobil Foundation, empowering the next generation of Latino leaders in STEM. And the United States Coast Guard, protecting our shores and saving lives. LNESC, celebrating 50 years helping Latino youths achieve and succeed in higher education.
Okay, we're going back to Albuquerque, New Mexico, where, again, the 50th anniversary celebration is being held, a very important moment in the history of the largest program of its type in the United States and Puerto Rico. Listen in.
My name is Aileen Arroyos, and I live here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I was born and raised here.
Aileen, tell me what you set out to do. When you joined the LNESC program, did you know what it was?
I thought it was just a tutoring program. I never thought it would give me opportunities to travel and to explore what else is out there, and to just see what other people that look like me that are also Hispanic, and what they do out there. Like, for example, some of them are doctors, and it was just amazing because those opportunities, I wouldn't have gotten them from my high school in general. It was just a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
You have said the most important things. This program does change lives, doesn't it?
Yes.
Where do you go from here? Where do you think your life is going to take you?
I think it's going to take me very far. I'm still beginning my journey. I just graduated with my master's last year. So I work at PNM. They provide energy for the state of New Mexico, most of the state of New Mexico and part of Texas. I work for the IT department. I'm a business analyst. So any new projects, I'm the one that provides how any new project will benefit the organization.
That's quite a title. Did you ever think you would be an analyst in something like this?
No, I didn't.
So tell me how you got the job.
I pretty much just applied, and I always heard people say, apply for your dream job. Like, you're never too underqualified. And every job is teachable, and I think that's something that a lot of people don't put themselves out there, and I think that was what I did, just put myself out there, and obviously really being willing to learn, and I love my new position, and I love learning in it.
You're an amazing proof of how the program works. Tell me the story of your family. Tell me a little bit about them.
So my mom, she's from Zacatecas, Mexico. She came when she was 15. And my dad, he's from Chihuahua, Mexico. And he came at a very young age, too. They met here in Albuquerque, and this is where I was born.
What kind of growing up do you remember?
So my parents have always been very hardworking. And whenever my parents would go to work, my grandma would take care of me. Or if not, I would go to daycare. So, yeah, that was mostly my growing up. And I have a little brother. Well, he's not so little. He's 22, but and taller than me. So me and him grew up together. And we lived in an apartment. So very together.
Now they're playing music yes. for you. Well, I know that's going to continue, but we'll continue our conversation. We're here at the 50th annual celebration of the LULAC National Education Service Centers, better known as LNESC. This program is the largest of its type in the country. It is the most successful of its kind in the country. Why do you think they do such a wonderful job?
Because they continue to support students even after they graduated high school.
And why is that important to you?
Because being first generation in college is very scary because you don't really know how to ask for help or how to fill out your FAFSA application or scholarships. And LNESC really helped me through that through college.
I know they had a lot of confidence in you because you're my first guest and you've seen everything go wrong and yet you're still smiling. How do you learn to handle the things you weren't expecting?
A lot of patience and also enjoying the moment is very important, not to rush things, and I think that's very important.
When you were describing your mom and your dad and how young they were when they got here, I thought, wow, what did they think when you told them, Mom, Dad, I'm going to go to college and I'm going to do this and that? How do you think they felt about that?
They felt very proud.
What did they say? Come on.
I actually don't remember, but I think they knew I was going that path since I had mentioned it since middle school I wanted to go to college.
Are you close to your mama?
Yes.
¿Qué te dijo tu mama?
She's always told me she's very proud of me and everything I do, and she's always been there. And just being right next to me, applauding me and supporting me.
I understand. I think I just want to ask you, what would you tell young people who say, oh, she's special, she had this going for her, she had that going for her, I don't. And maybe they don't think they can do it. What do you tell them?
It's not about if you want to do it, you'll do it. And it's just being patient with yourself and setting those goals and celebrating every milestone, I think, is very important because every milestone counts towards your end goal. So that's what I would say. Just be patient. And I mean, if people say like, oh, it's luck, but it's not luck. It's your perseverance to move on forward.
Yep, you're right, and you say it so calmly, but truly, what you've said is the most important thing for people to remember. You prepare for that opportunity, and when it happens, you're ready for it. LNESC opened up opportunities for people who look like me. Tell me about where you work. Are there people who look like you?
No. There isn't. There's few people that look like me, but I mean, I think it's just, there's not many Latinos in tech. I know there's only like 2%, but I'm sure within the years, there will be more people that look like me in the tech industry.
That's exciting.
Yes.
What do you see ahead in the world? I know that's a big question, but I'm a writer, and so I write about what young people think about these times and where they're going. Can you project what your life will be like, let's say, with the way technology is moving so fast? Where will we be as a country in 10 years, 15 years? What do you think will happen?
I'm not sure.
Dream with me. Come on.
I definitely think there will be more technology opportunities, especially right now with AI. Like, humans have to build those robots and have to reprogram those robots. And I think the tech industry right now, it's going to grow much more, and there's going to be so many more jobs for people interested in creating jobs for people that will be working with AI.
I would like to be the reporter talking to you in 20 years. I can only imagine where you're going to be. You're going to be you're already an amazing person. But I think by then, my God, your journey will be so much more fulfilled and developed. What do you do when you're nervous and you say, I can't do this? I don't know if I can do this. I've never done this. What do you do?
I breathe.
Why?
Because breathing, puts you more in touch with your core self. And I think the more you're in touch with your core self, it's the more you are.
So you focus on you?
Yes.
And what does that help you feel when you do that?
Kind of restarting my body. It's more like that. And also meditating has always been very helpful for me. Just giving myself those couple minutes a day to just reflect and just what's next.
And reset.
Yes.
Well, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your time, your patience, and for opening up and talking about your familia, because this is a milestone for us, 50 years of this organization. What does that feel like to know that this milestone, you may see the second one?
Yeah, so for 50 years, I know I'm not the only student that has received their master's and has gone through this program. So I can't wait to see how many more students, and also this program keeps expanding and expanding more, which makes it more exciting to see what the future has in hold for it.
You are a wonderful ambassador for this program. You represent it so well, walk with your head high, encourage these young people who are yet to begin what you've already seen and done. And I know you're going to be even more successful. What do you want to tell your mom and dad? Talk to them.
What I would tell them is...
Go ahead and tell them here.
Thank you for everything they've done and for always pushing me to be a better person. And I don't think I could ever repay them.
Your success is the only payment they want. Thank you again.
Thank you.
It's been a joy. We're here at the 50th anniversary of the LULAC National Education Service Centers, LNESC, 50 years of uplifting and helping young people succeed in higher learning. Go enjoy your afternoon, young lady. Thank you.
The 50th Anniversary Podcast Series of LNESC is brought to you by Cheetos, helping students achieve their cheesy dreams. Tyson Foods, making great food, making a difference. ExxonMobil Foundation, empowering the next generation of Latino leaders in STEM. And the United States Coast Guard, protecting our shores and saving lives. LNESC, celebrating 50 years helping Latino youths achieve and succeed in higher education.
to the program. I'm David Cruz. Thank you very much. We're back again here from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Yes, 50 años, 50 years of uplifting America's youth into higher learning and ensuring that they succeed. Two wonderful new participants join me in this mobile studio out here on this sunny day. What is it like for you to be here today, Roxana?
It's wonderful. I have been able to go to a previous convention in Arizona, and it was amazing. I met a lot of people, a lot of new people from Shell, from other LULAC, from other big corporations. And of course, I had the opportunity to come back today as a chaperone with students.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you're a chaperone here. I want to give you a compliment. I thought you were one of the students. Okay, so tell me what you do within the show or the program.
Well, I have been part of the program since sixth grade. Thanks to my brother, just because I had a bright idea of saying, like, you know what, my brother's in the program, let me just do the program too, so that my parents have the easy way of just picking the both of us up, dropping us off without no problem. And thanks to them, I have had a really good school year, a wonderful school year. They have taught me a lot of things, and thanks to them, I have had the passion of math. So I really enjoyed math, and it's just been amazing.
For people who may not know the program, for people who are still saying, what is LNESC? What would you tell them it does? What does this program do?
The program basically enriches students, either high school or middle school, and they focus them on STEM, so they learn more about STEM, whether it goes to projects or just like overall just teaching a class or something.
Beautiful, beautiful. Next to us also, we have another participant. Now, I don't know, are you a student or are you a chaperone?
I'm a student. I'm a senior.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure before I mess it up. Okay, tell me your name and where you're from.
My name's Grisel Huizar, and I'm from here, Albuquerque, New Mexico, born and raised.
Oh, my Lord. Well, thank you for letting us come to be part of your home experience. What is it like for you to be here today?
It's amazing. I love LNESC. I love this program with like every bit of my heart. Last year I had the opportunity to go to Puerto Rico, and that's when I fell in love with this program. Our mentors are amazing. When I first got into the program, my cousin Eileen, she's one of the speakers today. She's my cousin, and she's the one that got me into this program and made me fall in love with it.
What was it that you thought you were going into, and what has it turned out to be?
When I first joined, I thought it was just a tutoring program because I was really struggling in school, and I was like, I kind of need help. So I went to help, and I thought they were just going to help me like with what I was struggling with, and it ended up being more, like helping me choose colleges, explore colleges, and just find mentors that are right for me and help me with everything I do.
And I have to tell you that as I look around this room or this area, this whole area, we're in a courtyard, ladies and gentlemen. You hear the mariachi over there in the distance in front of the stage. A lot of excitement in the air as we gather here. Sure, he can join us. Let's go ahead and make some space. We have a third participant coming in. Just get close as you can. And let's do this. All right. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Andrew Ramirez.
Andrew, where are you from?
I'm from Robstown, Texas.
No, Robeston. Yeah, from the coast of Texas, eh? Oh, beautiful, thank you so very much. Tell me, what year of study are you in?
Year of study?
Yeah, in other words, what grade?
I'm gonna be a sophomore when summer's over.
What's this trip like for you?
Oh, it's been amazing. It's been super fun. Helped me overcome my fear of flying, actually. It was cool. And it's been really fun and entertaining, and I've learned a lot. Here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, I was able to visit the university, which I do like. I'm thinking of coming here now.
The important thing is you're here. Have you made some new friends?
Yes, I have. I've met a lot of new people. I've made a lot of friends. They're super fun. My two roommates that I've just met, they're fun, they're great to be around, and overall, it's a great community.
So here you've made two new friends, okay? Now, you don't know him, Roxana Grisel. And what is this young man's name, this guy sitting here next to us, huh?
His name is Mr. Stewart.
And Mr. Stewart, okay.
Yeah.
And give us your name once more.
Andrew Ramirez.
Okay.
Can I call you Andrew or Mr. Ramirez?
Doesn't matter, whatever you're
up for. Oh, okay, I'm Josh. Okay, guys, we are celebrating the 50th anniversary here of the LULAC National Education Service Centers. You know, 50 years for any program is certainly a milestone, but in our community, there's never been a program like this in the United States that has been this successful. Roxana, how does it make you feel to be here at this moment? You'll be able to tell your grandchildren about this day.
I mean, it's just wonderful because I was able to meet and say hi to friends I met from previous years, like 5 years ago, 10 years ago, like mentors from like previous conventions and seminars.
And one of the things we try to do here, Grisel, all, and you touched on it, we try to become a family. My wife is one of the directors in Austin, Texas, and so she has students just like you. They didn't come on this trip, but I know that I'm going to tell her about this trip, and she'll want to come next year, and she'll want me to drive the bus. But be that as it may, Grisel, for you to make new friends just like Andrew and others, what's the exciting part about that?
Making new friends, it's like, because I love it because it's a common interest we all have. And it's like being able to understand each other, because most of us here are Hispanic or Latino, and knowing that we come from a common background just like makes us connect automatically and we become like best friends.
You know, Andrew, yesterday I was writing a story for the president of LULAC, Mr. Garcia, President Garcia, and I told them in the article that I was writing that we always ask each other, where are you from? And it isn't because we're trying to pick a fight, but it's because that's how we find out what your favorite food is and what the music is. Do you ask people that question sometimes? No.
Not really.
No, maybe just old guys like me do that. How do you start a conversation and make new friends?
Normally when I meet someone new, it's normally somebody will introduce them to me. And I'll ask them what their name is. Sometimes I'll ask them where they're from. And then we'll just start talking, how life's going, you know.
And, that's good. What do you want to study to become? What are your goals?
Oh, a history professor.
Oh, tell me why that interests you.
Well, history itself is just fun and entertaining, and we can learn a lot from the past and helping other kids, helping other people learn about it is really cool. And I like it. And
I'm glad to hear that, Andrew. You live in a part of America where LULAC started. And LULAC, of course, is the parent organization that gave birth to LNESC. So right there in your community of the greater Corpus Christi and Robstown community was where the first members of LULAC gathered in 1929. You remember that year?
No, sadly, no.
100 years ago to this young man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're here at the 50th anniversary celebration of LNESC, the LULAC National Education Service Centers, in Albuquerque, New Mexico. How do you guys say Albuquerque? Do you really say that, or do you have a... What's a secret handshake?
A secret handshake? I know it as Burke.
Burke.
That, like, my history teacher, he's our Mexican-American history teacher, and he always calls it Burke, so that kind of stuck with me, so I now just call it Burke.
What's something about Albuquerque that people don't know that you want them to know?
The right answer is green. When they ask you red or green, it's green. Red or green chili, it's always green.
Oh my God, I love that answer. Nobody would know it unless they came to Burke. Because they do offer you two sauces. Have you had their food yet?
I have tried it. I have not tried the sauces just because I don't mingle with the sauces.
Now you're sitting here, and I know that you're a mentor and you're a chaperone. Tell me why chaperones and, you know, people who are here as mentors to young people, why that makes LNESC even more successful. What's the role that you play?
We motivate them. We motivate them to become more involved, to be out there, to just have more of their own initiative and personality with everybody around.
I love that answer. You know, I've done these interviews for a long time, and I normally kind of think I know what they're going to say, but I never thought of that. So your job here is to kind of like cheer them on and encourage them to get to know other people.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what it is. I do believe we have one student in my program from Houston that he's actually been doing it by himself. He's been going out talking to groups from Corpus Christi, Albuquerque, Dallas. So he's met a bit of everybody from everywhere, and he's gotten gifts from them too. So he's right now he's an honorary Corpus Christi student.
Well, he might become a politician for all we know.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, sitting here at a table in a corner, let's describe what we see. As we're out there, we're doing a little show here. People are waving, and I'm waving back. Pastor Emma, good to see you. And also my dear friend Blanca. Blanca from Cicero, Illinois. Thank you very much. So all these friends who have come here to celebrate with us, and I've got a microphone, two microphones, one on each side of this machine. I just want to thank you guys for what you're doing. When you think about how you're going to describe today to family Grisel, what are you going to tell your family?
That I met a lot of successful Latinos and Latinas because I live with my father, and he always is like, do the most you can, make that network, and always be more than what you like, always achieve more. And I'm going to tell him that.
Does he ever say, échale ganas?
Always. He always says, ponte las pilas.
Esa! I'm going to need new pilas for my machine here. So, Andrew, what are you going to tell your family when you go back to Rovestown?
Oh, my gosh. It's beautiful. It is really beautiful over here. And the celebration itself, it is amazing to see all these people from different places with different experiences just come together and have a wonderful time. And it was just amazing. It's just amazing to be here.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know they're going to start the program. We're going to continue here, but without interrupting what's going on stage. There are things that I've not asked you that perhaps you might say, Grisel, because there's somebody listening to you who may say, well, but she has her dad who helps her, or she has a family that is around her. A lot of kids today, they're going through it by themselves. What do you tell that person who will be listening to this story and say, I wish I was her? What do you tell them?
Everything you do is for yourself. That's what my father always tells me. He's like, whatever you do, don't do it for other people. Everything's for yourself, because the one who's living your life is you. And that's what keeps me motivated, because like, why should I be living my life for others or doing stuff for other people when it's my life that I'm living?
Wow. That's a deep answer. Can I steal it? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Can I borrow it? Andrew, what are you going to tell young people like you? I mean, you're at the prime of your life. You're starting. You're at the starting blocks, and it's a race. But you're not racing against somebody else. It's only you. You're the one who knows where you want to go. What are you going to do? What are you going to tell your friends?
Well, I would say...
He's thinking.
Yeah. Life is going to be hard. There's going to be a couple setbacks, but no matter what, just keep on going. And if you work hard, and if you keep on going with it, and if you find out what you really love and you keep on going with it, then one day you'll make it there. And everybody's life is going to be different. So will yours, but it'll be fun. It'll be amazing. And in the end, it'll be worth it.
Friends, I've done interviews for many, many, many years. And I've interviewed thousands and thousands of people. But the answers I am getting from these young people today have totally surprised me, because they come from a space of anything is possible. If you're willing to sacrifice, make the effort, believe in yourself, y como dicen, echarle ganas, como lleva uno de los amigos de Lulac. A lot of leaders here, I shout out to people I know. That's just a bad habit of mine. But, you know, as I sit here with Andrew, with Grisel, and Roxana, it is my privilege to get to know you. I am the son of a barber, and I would watch my daddy when he was cutting hair always get to know people. And he would ask him questions they never thought they would know to answer. Come here and say hello, young man. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of LNESC. Jose Barrera from California. Okay, what do you want to say to the audience?
Dave, LNESC is such a beautiful organization. I sit on the board. I started with LULAC when I was a kid. I got to see how our students from LNESC move up, go to college, get scholarships, and become leaders that really make an impact in their communities. This is such a wonderful organization, and I couldn't be more proud to celebrate its 50th anniversary.
Thank you very much. You've been listening to the state director of LULAC for California,
young guy, LNESC member. I mean, he came out of LNESC, now he's on the board. What do you think about that? Pretty amazing.
Yes.
Huh? She says, why you ask me? I just met. I know. But you know what? It's a time to just think outside the box. Do you even think there's a box, did he say?
No, because I mean, the opportunities are endless. So.
¿Y hablas un poquito de español?
Claro.
Me da gusto. Te voy a hacer una preguntita o dos, ¿eh? Este muchacho no, porque va, si yo hablo Tejano. You speak Spanish? It's okay, you see what did I not know? Okay, so Grisel, para los jóvenes que están escuchando, ¿pueden ellos también lograr lo que tú has logrado?
Sí, todo es posible. Ay, no lo puedo decir. Está pero bien. Puedes hacer todo lo que tú quieres. Nomás vive la vida como tú lo quieres y luego nomás.
Eso. ¿Y de dónde nace el querer? Let me ask you in English. From where does that ganas and that energy to do something, where did it start in you?
For me, for my dad. I love my dad. He sacrificed endlessly for me, and I can never repay for what he's done for me. Por eso lo quiero mucho.
¿Cómo se llama tu papá?
Griseldo.
¡Griseldo! Un aplauso para Griseldo. Un aplauso. Come on. Come on. Do one, Andrew. Okay. Griseldo, that's for you, young man. Yeah, I tell you, this 50th anniversary celebration, when you hear it and your daughter's going to let you hear it, you're going to say, wow, she sent me a shout out. You're going to make him cry.
I don't know. He's not very sentimental.
No. He says that, but just wait. What do you want to become?
I want to become an engineer. Yeah, my dad's a landscaper and he works a lot with machines. And I'm always like, I want to know how those work. Or like how to make his job easier for him, or just do something like along that.
Well, I'll tell you what, engineer, this man wants to be a historian. You're living your dream. Is there a dream you haven't shared yet about what you would like to do in the future?
Well, I'm currently studying biology, so I'm in my senior year of university. And
But did you show when you were 11 or what?
No, I'm...
That's
I'm,
okay.
I'm actually 22.
No, but yes. You really worked hard and you're studying biology. So what is your dream, your aspiration?
My dream is to hopefully become a veterinarian. Oh,
what a great... Ladies and gentlemen, have you heard these three people? What a great... You know, I don't know what you believe, but I believe there is a God. I believe in faith. And we're all different and we're created different for a reason. So at this table today, we have someone who wants to be a veterinarian, and probably will be, to take care of the little creatures, the gatitos, the perritos, the osos, the caballos, all the animals of the world. Then we have someone here who wants to be an engineer because her father uses machines. That's Grisel. And then the historian, the man who is going to write the story of our time. What will be the story you will write about today, 20 years from now? What will you say? Un pelón, a bald-headed guy was interviewing me. No. What will you write?
I'll write about how amazing this place was. I'll write about how really beautiful it is to see all these people come together. I'll write about the amazing music playing in the background. And overall, I'll write about how much this has helped people, how much this this organization has done for the world, has done for the U.S., done for many people everywhere on this globe.
Because we're all connected, and I'm so glad that you have finished on that note, because the story's not over. The story will continue with every generation, just like you. In 3 years from now, 4 years, 5 years, wherever you are, you will think about this day. And there will be other times just like this. And wherever you're listening to this podcast, wherever you're seeing some of the images that we've added to these sounds of these young people and others who have joined us, remember this. We are a beautiful tapestry of a community. And when we ask you, de donde eres, where are you from, it is because we wish to share. As a community, we're very loving, peaceful people, and we're always willing to roll up our sleeves, trabajar duro, y darle ganas y echarle ganas.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're never going to say goodbye to you. This is only the chapter for now. We will continue to bring you the podcast series. And in October, we do it again from Washington, D.C. Until then, my name is David Cruz. From Albuquerque, Burque, Nuevo Mexico, la tierra de la salsa verde, the land of the green salsa. Thank you so much for joining us. I better lower my voice because they're starting the program. You have a wonderful day wherever you are, or a wonderful evening. God bless you, and we'll talk again soon.